WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And a much cooler day, that's for sure. Felt nice waking up this morning to 70 degree temperatures. Well, but we had 70 degree temperatures yesterday morning, Tim. I know, but it certainly felt different today compared to yesterday. You know, the air isn't as oppressive. The humidity is gone. There's a breeze blowing around. Overcast skies. Ah, much better. And for those of you who like the heat, I think most people would say, even those who like the heat would say, yeah, but 100 degrees with high humidity is just is too much. It's funny because, you know, I don't like it when it's too hot. I don't like it when it snows. I don't like, there's a lot I don't like about the weather here. But yet I still live here. And complain about it. So, give me a nice fall day. That's perfect. And I suppose, you know, some early spring as well. Because it's essentially the same thing. Although it feels better to me when it's fall. Maybe because that's spooky season. 508-996-0500. A lot that we can discuss today. You heard Mike Roberts mention the story in the news. And I'm surprised that this is not a more frequent story, but he mentioned the oil bandits, the cooking oil bandits, these two guys that were caught allegedly stealing cooking oil from a restaurant. And people back in the 90s, when I was working in a restaurant, we had to pay somebody else to come and dump that. We would empty our fryolators into this dumpster that was in the back. That was always gross. Like, you would think every now and then they'd swap it out for a new one so it wasn't like all covered in old fry grease, but we would dump it back and we had to pay somebody to come in and empty it. And then in the early 2000s, things changed. We wouldn't have cared if somebody came and stole oil out of that thing. You would have been doing us a favor. We wouldn't have had to call them to come and dump it so quick. But in the early 2000s, things changed and they started. We had people that would come and say, hey, can I buy some oil off you? Can I take 5 gallons of that oil out of the back? And what they would do is they were soap makers. That became a pretty popular hobby in the 90s, people making homemade soaps. And that what they would do a lot of times, they'd go and they'd buy this base. And the base was pretty expensive. And then they'd get the different perfumes and whatever else they were going to do to create the soap that they wanted. But that base was the highest cost thing. So they learned that if they got this fry cooking oil, there was a certain way they could render it down and utilize that. It's basically the same petroleum base. So people would come and ask if they could, you know, scoop out a 5-gallon bucket of that and yeah, go right ahead. You're going to have to filter it. We filtered it in the fryolator, you know, regularly, not as often as we should have, but regularly. But then on the last go round, when you knew you were swapping the oil out, you just drained it out and dumped it. So you're going to have to filter it. But then, as I said, you know, things changed in the early 2000s when, you know, the advent of the biodiesel and things like that, this became a valuable commodity. And then it went from us paying somebody else to come and take it away to somebody paying us to come and pick it up. And you would think if a restaurant throws something away in the dumpster, well, they don't want it. I can just take it. But you can't. Even if I threw something in the trash, in the dumpster, and you crawled into my dumpster to take it out, that's still theft. But I'm going to guess that these guys knew that. I'm going to guess that these guys were aware of it. I'm going to guess that these guys are probably responsible for other such thefts as the police suspect. But what a gross thing that is. I know, you know, in the story that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, it refers to, there's a website that refers to this cooking oil, used cooking oil, as liquid gold because of how much it fetches. As high as, what, 41 cents a gallon? And when you think about that, that's not that much. But for something that you're just taking, and so I think that it must have been a pretty gross job trying to siphon that out and steal it, however they were doing it. You know, if it's cold weather, that oil can coagulate a little bit and probably makes it easier to, like, scoop out. But this happened Monday night when it was, like, 80 degrees out. So that was definitely liquid. But it's still a very thick liquid, and you got to get it out of those dumpsters somehow. I wonder if they did the old plastic hose siphon. You know, I tried siphoning gas before. Never again. I did not pull off in time. I didn't get gas in my mouth, but I got enough of the fumes in my mouth that I was like, that's enough. So I am sure that these guys are, and again, you know, this is alleged, but I'm sure that they are probably responsible for more than just this one particular restaurant, especially where the police had set up a surveillance sting on them. So we have that story for you to check out. Also, the announcement came yesterday. The fireworks are happening in New Bedford. Mayor Mitchell mentioned it with Chris. But then they also put out the press release. The fireworks are happening on July 3rd at 9 p.m. And it says in the release what I suspected was the case. Because, you know, I wrote the story that the fireworks were happening, that they'd found a sponsor. And I was corrected by the mayor's office that, because I wrote, you know, fireworks on the 4th of July. And I was corrected that they did not say that they were happening on the 4th of July. So then I was like, well, maybe they're happening on the 5th. Maybe they decided Saturday's a better day than Friday. I would have thought Friday was better because you already have things going on downtown with the Summer Sound Series. But then I could also see how Saturday would have been better, because that's when the Cape Verdean Recognition Parade will take place. So I could see either one of those days as being, you know, just as viable as the other. But it turns out it's neither. It's Thursday, July 3rd, and it's why I suspected it when I heard that they were happening Thursday, because of the availability of the fireworks company. So I think because the city waited, because they only got this sponsor, and Claremont Companies, thank you for sponsoring the fireworks. But because they got the sponsor so late, they didn't get the free cash approved from the city council, which, again, as we talked about before, was not the usual way of doing things, that perhaps the fireworks company already had bookings on the 4th and the 5th, and they said, we can do the 3rd. But in the end, for all the people that are complaining about this online, and I've seen people complaining about it, the fireworks are supposed to be on the 4th. Why can't they be on the 4th? This is going to be better. All right, because now you've got a third reason for people to come to New Bedford for 3 days in a row. You can still go if you want to see the fireworks in Fall River on the 4th, or I think Marion's probably doing theirs on the 4th, or Onset. I don't know. No, I think Onset moved theirs to September. So, but there's other fireworks displays that happen on the 4th. Now you can go to two. Now you can see one on Thursday. You can see one on Friday. All of you people that love fireworks, you'll have an extra chance to see fireworks now. You don't have to choose. And if you want to see fireworks on the 3rd, the 4th, or the 5th, just look out your window because I'm sure people will be setting them off all 3 days and beyond. But the professional show, the legal show, will be Thursday, July 3rd here in New Bedford. And then another story that that came my way yesterday. I was contacted by a New Bedford resident who sent me text messages and screenshots and explained to me what happened yesterday when they got a bill alert from the city, the vendor that the city of New Bedford uses to collect property tax money. So this alert came out. It came to this person at 8:57 a.m. and said, new bill from City of New Bedford. Now, this person was expecting, you know, that they were going to, they've had this house for over a decade. They know when the tax bill is due and had a plan to make sure that they paid it quickly, even though they have until August 1st to pay the bill. They wanted to get it done quickly. And the reason for that is that this person is selling that home. So they wanted to make sure that they had everything taken care of so that if somebody, or I think they might even be under agreement now, but whatever, they wanted to make sure that, you know, no little hang-ups could slow down the process of the new buyers being able to move into the home. So the plan was to pay it right away. This was not a surprise. However, the surprise was the amount that was due. $231,956.83 for the quarterly property tax bill. Over $250,000 for the quarterly tax bill. Now, the assessed value of the home, according to real estate listings that I looked at, the assessed value of the home is $241,000. So maybe there was a confusion where the computer, you know, took the assessed value and didn't do the formulas necessary to figure out the tax percentage and then break that down into the quarter. Maybe that was, you know, what happened. But the bottom line is this person went down to City Hall and City Hall was like, oh yeah, we're hearing that from a lot of people today. And they were told that they are working on it without any real explanation as to who the they that were working on it are. So they informed me. And then they did get a credit on there. They, you know, they checked into the online portal and it was credited. And then the proper amount did show. So then this person had sent all this information to me. I reached out to the city, to the mayor's office to find out what had happened. They spoke to the treasurer's office. And it was an error with the vendor, on the vendor's part, but that had been rectified by mid-morning. Still, I thought it was very strange that we didn't hear from more people. I thought it was strange that we didn't get phone calls from people calling in to be like, hey, in case anybody gets their text message, you know, be aware. And so now I'm wondering, and you might say, well, it got fixed. It's not a big deal. Why'd you even bother to write a story about it? Well, because what happens if those people who don't get text alerts regarding their bill, I don't know that they didn't also generate the printed bills at the same time with the same mistakes, and that those are getting mailed out to people. So this way here, at least if the story's out there, people get that bill, they open it up and they say, oh, I get it. I get it. This is what they were talking about on WBSM and with the story that I read on WBSM.com. And hopefully this mistake was so great, that this discrepancy was so great, that nobody accidentally paid that amount. Said, okay, well, let me just log in and pay it. I guess I owe $231,000. I would hope that, you know, can't imagine there's too many people that are in that position and that would also
you know, not be caught off guard by that and think something was up. But that doesn't mean there aren't, you know, smaller amounts, differing amounts. So just wanted to make sure that we, you know, got that information out to you. And you can read more about that at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. I was just about to go to the caller, but they dropped off. So if you want to call back after the news, happy to talk with you at 508-996-0500. Also, got an app chat message from Dave in New Bedford who says, I just received my quarterly property tax bill from the city of New Bedford yesterday via email. Much to my surprise, the amount due on August 1st was $410,000. I called City Hall. The guy at the assessor's office said it was an error by the vendor that used the online billing and that it was a widespread error. Yeah, that's what I just... For being a widespread error, I'm surprised nobody called in, at least that I heard, and alerted us to that. So 508-996-0500, we can take some calls coming up. But right now, let's get the news from Mike Roberts.
New York City residents rallying against a new casino. A deadly fungus may be useful to fight cancer. And a march for Jewish rights today in D.C.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New York City officials are condemning hate after a Muslim woman was attacked on the subway last week.
Mayor Adams says the suspect asked the 55-year-old woman if she was Muslim and started brutally beating her when she said yes. The mayor is calling for a no plea bargaining rule for those who carry out assaults like this one.
We cannot allow it to be simply dropped down to harassment or some other minor infraction. Nothing cuts at the heart of what is opposed in this city than attacking an individual based on their faith.
The victim suffered a broken nose and a concussion, with an online fundraiser already raising money to help her cover medical bills, rent, and basic groceries. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Also in New York City, residents rallied last night against a proposed casino in Times Square. It comes as SL Green filed its application to officially want to put a casino there this week. Opponents, part of the No Times Square Casino Coalition, argue Broadway is breaking records and crime has plummeted, adding developers' plans to put a casino in the heart of Midtown is falling flat with the people who work to turn it around. According to a poll from Tulchin Research, 71% of Midtown residents are against that particular location for a casino. Researchers are working to turn a deadly fungus into a potent cancer-fighting compound. According to a study published in Nature, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania recently used Aspergillus flavus after isolating a new class of molecules from it in a test against leukemia cells, and it resulted in those cells being killed. Aspergillus flavus is a toxic crop fungus that has been linked to deaths in the excavation of ancient tombs. Researchers say the next step is to test those compounds in animals with the hope of one day moving to human clinical trials. A march on Washington for Jewish civil rights will take place on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. today. Americans for Jewish Civil Rights say it's in memory of two Israeli embassy staffers murdered last month. Elias Rodriguez faces two counts of first-degree murder, along with murder of foreign officials and two firearm-related charges. He's reported to have shouted Free Palestine while he was being arrested. The site of the worst commercial nuclear accident in U.S. history will be roaring back to life soon.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro toured the last working reactor at Three Mile Island near Harrisburg on Wednesday.
Folks shouldn't sleep on nuclear. They should be aware of the important clean role it plays in our energy portfolio.
The reactor at Three Mile Island near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will soon start generating power for Microsoft under a 20-year agreement. In 1979, a partial meltdown of the Unit 2 reactor core caused national panic. I'm Brian Shook.
The 40th edition of the iconic Air Jordan shoe will release next month.
You sure it's not the shoes?
I'm sure, Mars.
What about the shoes?
No, Mars.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Jordan Brand unveiled the next edition of Michael Jordan's signature line on Wednesday. The shoe's design takes inspiration from some of the line's most popular models, including the Air Jordan 3 and Air Jordan 5. The first colorway of the Air Jordan 40 will go on sale July 12th for $200. A total of 9 unique colorways will be released over the coming year. I'm Matt Mattinson.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox were swept in L.A., losing to the Angels last night 5-2. Sox are off tonight. Blue Jays head to Fenway tomorrow at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Are you sick of the heat? Well, I've got good news for you. We finally have cooled down here in southern New England. What a nice difference as we wake up to temperatures in the 60s instead of the upper 70s like we did yesterday morning. Now, temperatures don't really go up too much from here. Our highs today along the coastline will be in the upper 60s and inland looking at the low 70s. We go back below average today, but we also pay the price for the cooler weather in the form of clouds and showers around here and there. It's not a total washout, but it's not going to be a dry day either. So have the umbrella on tap if you really hate the rain. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Of a cool day, at least cooler than it's been. 508-996-0500. Also want to point out to you that Barry Richard has a really well written and powerful piece at WBSM.com remembering Armin Marchand, who passed away on Monday. And I think people know him from his time teaching at New Bedford High School, from his work with New Bedford Festival Theater. You know, I had the opportunity to interview him here on my old Saturday show, seeing him when he would come in the building to do Town Square Sunday with Jim Phillips or other appearances, and just a person who meant the world to so many in this city. And you can see all the tributes that have been pouring in on social media. It's just, it goes to show how much one person, and in the case of Armin and George, two people, can really impact people's lives. And so you can read Barry's piece at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I'll give you a little inside info. I don't think Barry would mind me sharing this. I think most people know, I'm the editor of these articles, and I just kind of help them, give them a second pair of eyes and make sure that things are good. And so, and Barry, I don't know why, because you know what his online and radio personality is. He doesn't hold back, right? He's very he's a bulldog when it comes to things, and I don't think he realizes that when it comes to sharing stories like this. He's one of the best at it. And I think he second guesses because he's like, that's not what people expect out of me. But when he writes something heartfelt, he does an amazing job at it. And so I don't think he'll mind me telling you, he sent me a message and said, story's up if you want to take a look and feel free to change anything you want to change. And I wrote back and I was like, it's perfect. I don't need to change anything. You you did the perfect job of paying tribute to this man. And so you can read it for yourself at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But make sure that if you have some memories that you want to share, some photos, if you have some photos with him, or you just want to tell the story of how he impacted your life, you can put that under the comments, in the comments under that story on Facebook. You can send us an app chat message. You can send us an open line voicemail, and we can pay tribute to a great man and a great figure in the city of New Bedford. 508-996-0500. And again, going back to the quarterly property tax bill situation, I'm just surprised that people didn't call up to complain, because it's a chance to point out some of the, I guess, for lack of a better term, bureaucracy that happens with some of these vendors. If you remember what happened with the gentleman that got the parking ticket at the Whale's Tooth lot, and it created a bunch of confusion, and the city did the right thing and, forgave all those tickets, but still, that, you hire these services to make it easier so you don't have to pay people, or you don't have people that can do that legwork, and then, mistakes like this can happen. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, good, thanks. I'm glad it's a lot cooler today, because the last couple of days have been really brutal. But I just turned the radio on, and I was the one that called just about when it was news time, but then I hung up because I figured it was going to take a while. But I got the last couple of minutes of your conversation, and I was just calling again to see if you could reiterate what you were saying about what happened with the new August 1st tax bills.
So yesterday, folks got a text message saying that their quarterly tax bill was due, and the amount on it was incorrect. So the person that reached out to me, their text message, and they sent it to me, said that it was $231,000 that was due by August 1st.
Okay. Well, I don't get on. I get a paper tax bill, but I haven't received mine yet. I figured it should be on its way. So what was the conclusion? So what are people supposed to do? Like, if they're getting that kind of tax bill?
So they already fixed them for the people that got in the online portal where people are going on to pay it. They've already fixed it. They've credited what that mistake amount was and put the proper amount. So I just don't know if at the same time they sent out those alerts, did that also generate the paper bills? And are they going to mail out a bunch of paper bills that have the incorrect amount? I would hope not. I would hope that they have a chance to catch that. But that's why I wanted to make sure we told this story, so that at least if people do get that, they'll realize when they get it, oh yeah, I heard about this on the radio. That's right. I'll probably get a corrected one coming, a day or two later.
Okay. So I guess bottom line is, if, like you said, if at the same time the paper bills were already printed, then, and they get the wrong, that outrageous amount, then people should just really wait to get a new tax bill with the right amount on it. Okay.
Yes. Don't pay the $200,000 tax bill if you get that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can just imagine what the new tax bill must be, because mine, every time I turn around, I get like a $300-$400 increase each quarter on it. Yeah. Taxes are just like out of control. But anyway, yeah, so I just figured I'd call because I really didn't get the whole conversation. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on now with the tax bills? But anyway, thank you for letting us all know. I appreciate it.
Well, and do me a favor, when you get the printed bill, if let me know what comes in the mail, if you get the right amount or if you get one with an incorrect amount.
Yeah, I will. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And And welcome back in. I remember when that song came out, man. I was all about Amy Grant when that song came out. And I didn't really know any of her music before because I don't listen to Christian music. But that Heart in Motion album was a huge crossover success. And I loved every song she came out with. Well, at least all the songs that were released as singles. But I was like, does this mean that I like Christian music? And then I found out that it's, you know, just regular pop. So, although my favorite band of all time is U2, and their music is pretty religious in some of its lyrics, you just gotta kind of peel back the layers. Anyway, Amy Grant's awesome. 508-996-0500. Speaking of music, we are still giving away tickets to see Shinedown at TD Garden. They are performing with Bush and Morgan Wade, and you could be there. The Dance Kid Dance Tour. You could be there experiencing it for yourself. Tickets are still on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but if you go to WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, we have a link in the story there for you to be able to buy those tickets, or you can enter to win a pair. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They are the sponsors of all of our ticket giveaways here on the morning show. And if you've never been to Stevie's, you know, 4th of July weekend is coming up. People are going to want to get some party supplies, whether it be, you know, you want to get some beer or some seltzers. Maybe you want to get some hard lemonade or hard cider. They've got all of that. Maybe you want to get yourself something a little bit stronger, some tequila. Get some of that Chicachita peanut butter tequila. If you like peanut butter, oh, even if you don't like tequila, I'm not a big tequila drinker, but that peanut butter tequila is so good. And you mix that with a little bit of the Colonial Red wine from Plymouth Bay Winery, which is also available at Stevie's, and you've got yourself a peanut butter and jelly cocktail. But everything you could possibly want, they have it there. If they don't have it, ask. They might have it in the back, or they can get it for you. Because they pride themselves on having things that you won't find anywhere else. And then when there is something that you would find somewhere else, they always have better prices. And, of course, they have that purple dot on so many items in the store. If you see a purple dot on the shelf next to the item, you can ask for a sample so you can try it before you buy it. It's a totally different way to shop for adult beverages. You don't have to worry about spending money on something that is just going to end up sitting on your shelf because you didn't like it. You get the chance to experience it first. And they have so many great tastings that you can always be introduced to new things that will become new favorites. Don't forget, too, you can join their craft beer club and save money on your craft beer purchases. You can also join the Rackhouse Club and save 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon and rye purchases, but also get that curated bottle every month. Kelly works hard to put that together and come up with something special every month, and every one of them has been a winner. And then you also get to partake in special events as well. It's well worth it every month to be part of the Rackhouse Club. And they don't charge you automatically. You go in there and you pay for it. So if you need to skip a month or two because things are changed financially, or maybe you just want to catch up on some of the things you've already gotten from the Rackhouse Club, that's fine too. Find out more and stop by and see them at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Make sure you follow them on social media as well so that you can see all the great pop-up tasting events and specials that they put out there. All right, I got one more break here I got to get in before the end of the hour. Let's do that. We'll be back in a few moments. See, there's the song by the Rembrandts that you're probably less familiar with. I remember when that came out on the radio, I was a big fan of that song, but you're probably more familiar with their theme song to Friends, I'll Be There For You. But fun fact, they didn't write that song. And the original, well, they ended up helping to write it, but the original theme song of Friends was supposed to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. That's what Warner Brothers Television wanted to use. R.E.M. said no. Then they wanted Michael Stipe to write a song. Michael Stipe said no. So the producers, David Crane and Marta Kaufman, they ended up writing that song. And then Warner Brothers made the Rembrandts do the song because they were the only available artist on Warner Brothers Records at the time. So they said, hey, you're doing this song. And the Rembrandts were like, I don't want to do this song. They're like, well, you have to do the song. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll do the song. And then it turned out to be the biggest thing that ever happened to them. Because the show became huge, the song became huge, and it made for a much better theme song than Shiny Happy People would have been. So I guess it all worked out in the end for everybody. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news and we come